In New York today, Iraqi President Jalal Talabani addressed the United Nations General Assembly. He said international forces will remain essential until Iraq's own army is capable of defending the country. He added that any withdrawal of troops must be done gradually. There are growing tensions in Iraq between the U.S. military and the Mehdi Army. That's the militia loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. U.S. forces put down two uprisings by Sadr loyalists in 2004, and there are fears that another confrontation could be coming. On several occasions over the past few weeks, U.S. and Iraqi government forces have detained important figures in the Sadr organization, and in each case the response has been violent. Iraq's Shiite-dominated government has not supported the U.S. actions. NPR's Ann Garrels has the story from Baghdad.
Earlier this week, U.S. and Iraqi forces detained Sadr officials meeting in Najaf, south of Baghdad. Among those arrested was Sadr's top representative from the Baghdad neighborhood of Huriya. Sadr's response came today. According to an eyewitness in Huriya reached by phone, Mehdi militiamen attacked offices of Sunni political parties.
I know they were Mehdi army because they are my neighbors, and they were reinforced by volunteers from Sadr city.
The Mehdi army set several buildings on fire and attacked two Sunni mosques. Firefighters were shot at when they came to help. According to the eyewitness who asked not to be identified, fearing he might be killed, Iraqi security forces at a nearby checkpoint did not respond. U.S. forces eventually arrived, backed by helicopters. The militiamen retreated. Sadr's militia has regularly retaliated when their people are detained. At the end of August, Iraqi soldiers, backed by U.S. forces, arrested a member of Sadr's militia in Diwaniya, south of Baghdad, saying the man was planning bombs there. A major battle erupted between the Iraqi army and the Mehdi army. 25 Iraqi soldiers were killed, including 12 who Sadr militiamen reportedly executed in the public square. Far from condemning this, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has tried to appease Sadr. Rather than try to rein in the militias, he has criticized the U.S. forces every time they, together with the Iraqi army, have detained one of Sadr's supporters. And following the most recent arrests, all the Shiite parties protested in an unusual show of unity. They criticized the Ministry of Defense for working with the U.S. in what they called an illegal arrest. The Ministry of Defense is led by a Sunni. 33-year-old Sadr has become one of Iraq's most powerful figures. He's extremely popular among poor Shiites, and Prime Minister Maliki seems unwilling or incapable of taking him on. He needs Sadr for political support against rival Shiite politicians as well as Sunni factions. Sadr controls several ministries and at least 30 seats in parliament, enough to affect any vote. According to a UN report released this week, more than 5,000 people in Baghdad alone died violent deaths during July and August. Sadr says he is not behind any of this violence, blaming it on the U.S. But American General Joseph Peterson said Sadr's Mehdi army, known in Arabic as the Jaish al-Mahdi, is among the most active of the Shiite death squads now targeting Sunnis.
I think I can tell you that the majority of individuals that we have captured are tied to any one specific militia. Jaish al-Mahdi is certainly one of them.
Yet despite widespread reports tying the Shiite-led Ministry of the Interior to the militias, Peterson said he's seen no proof of a direct link between the two.
There were a lot of allegations that the death squads were not only coming out of Ministry of Interior Forces, but also organized by the minister and ministry itself. We have not identified any Ministry of Interior personnel as a part of all of the death squad members and leaders that we have picked up.
But General Peterson doesn't rule out connections.
We continue to query our leadership of the police forces to ensure that we do not have militias operating within their organizations. Is that possible? Absolutely. We're not naive enough to think that that is not occurring.
Sadr supporters are known to have joined the police in large numbers. They display pictures of Sadr at checkpoints and on their vehicles. They openly play tapes of Sadr speeches, which are virulently anti-American. They make no secret of their allegiance. 31-year-old Captain Mohammed just quit the Ministry of the Interior because he claims it's riddled with Sadr militiamen. He asked his full name not be used because he says the Sadr supporters working within the ministry issued a hit list of 40 Sunni officers. He said his name was number 12. He claims one of the leading Mehdi commanders, Abu Dara, has regularly visited ministry headquarters.
He would come and have dinner at the ministry with the commander of our battalion. He would sleep there. Officers protected him from the Americans working in the building.
Captain Mohammed says Death Squad members don't necessarily need to be part of the ministry because they have the support of key people there. He claims Interior Ministry officers have given vehicles, weapons, and uniforms to death squads from various Shiite militias to facilitate their operations. Iraqi army commanders, who usually have fewer sectarian loyalties than the police, are frustrated. They say they're ready to take on the militias, but have not gotten approval from the government. The U.S. military has launched a new operation called Quick Look to reassess the police leadership and provide additional training in the coming month. They plan to use a range of measures to clean out the police force. These include lie detector tests, new uniforms that are not easily duplicated, and specially marked vehicles. But Captain Mohammed, the former police officer, says he's not optimistic.
If I am a commander affiliated with the militias, I would never hand over my men or tell the Americans who's a bad guy.
He says the current Minister of the Interior has no power, a view that is privately shared by many U.S. officials. And as for the Americans, Captain Mohammed says they can't really tell who's who. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.